I speak to you in the name of the Word made flesh. Amen. When Sophia Robinson was 5 years old, her mother asked her to help write Christmas cards to prisoners who had been sexually assaulted in prison. Of course, Sophia was too young to understand rape or prison, but her mother told her the people were away from their families and had to stay in their rooms because other people were mean to them. Sophia is now 13 and still writes Christmas cards to prisoners who have been sexually assaulted. She writes, "I care about you," or "We will not forget you." And she draws smiley faces, Christmas trees, flowers, and fruit. This year, her whole school and her friends are writing cards to prisoners. Sarah's mother works for an organization called Just Detention International, which forwards the card to the prisoners. Over the years, they have sent back responses from some of the prisoners who received the cards. One man, Ricardo, wrote, "I received the season's greeting cards. You all really made my day. They were the only ones I received. I read them over and over until I fell asleep, and when I woke up, I read them all over again. You all can never imagine how strong they made me feel." Another prisoner, Sarah, wrote, "This was my fifth consecutive Christmas in solitary confinement. But with the help of people who care, I was able to feel at ease. I made a little tree out of a magazine and set up my cards around it to remind me that I am not forgotten." Even at 13, Sophia Robinson understands that while people in prison may have done bad things to land them there, they are people. And at Christmas, they need to know that there is some light shining in the darkness. John the Evangelist can never say anything except in metaphor. So when he begins his gospel, "In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God," we know that we are entering a dazzling world of life and light. The light shines in the darkness, and the darkness did not overcome it. This is not the darkness of no sun. It is the soul darkness that shadows our every breath. It is the darkness of a migrant child in custody dying of the flu. It is the darkness of young people dying of the abuse of opioids. It is the darkness of mental illness or domestic abuse. It is the darkness of sin. Have you ever been in a prison? Anybody ever been inside a prison? When I was rector of St. Michael's Parish in Litchfield, Connecticut, there was a state prison facility across this lovely New England town, Green, from our church. One year, the warden agreed to allow the clergy in town to visit the prison one day a week for counseling, spiritual encouragement, and general pastoral care. Every time my turn came, I walked from the church across the green, a free man, entered the prison door, which clanged shut, was booked, escorted past other clanging metal doors, down hallways, past dorms where men milled around, into the room we were given for our counseling. I talked to all sorts and conditions of men there. The young man who burned his arms with cigarettes to make the pain go away. Some of them had done really bad things. Some had fallen to bad luck. Some of them were remembered by mothers and fathers and wives and children. Some of them were alone. It was a dark place, notwithstanding the light that poured in the window of the room where we sat. More than once over the years of my visits, I did indeed hear in my mind the words from John's Gospel, "The light shines in the darkness, and the darkness has not overcome it." Sometimes when I left the prison, clanging door behind me, walked back out in the open air, breathing deeply and self-consciously, walking again freely back to the church or back home to my wife and children, I wondered if this glorious verse were true. It is hard when the shadows smother our hopes and the eclipse seems stronger than the sun. It is hard to believe John. If the Word of God, so primarily present at the beginning, truly crowds out the darkness, it often seems hidden in the doing. But John insists that the Word is not just light, but life itself. And we know that such life flows from God through us and insinuates itself into the world. So, young Sophia, unable to understand prison or sexual assault, sat down at the age of 5 with her pen and Christmas card to bring some light and life to the most hidden people among us. She never met the people who received her cards. She has not the power to release them from their darkness. She has no key to unlock their cells. She has no power to subdue those who would harm them. But she understood at 5 that it is the Word that does it. It is the grace of her words that bring hope to Ricardo and Sarah and many others. Her cards speak the luminous Word of God. It says, "You are not forgotten. We remember you. You are a child of God. Do not relinquish hope. There is light and life yet, even for you." And what makes Sarah's acts of love and generosity so compelling is that they make clear that all the glorious rhetoric about the Word become flesh lies inert until we incarnate it with our hands and our voices and our hearts and our minds. Until we take up pen and claim the good news of this holy time for even the most hidden and lost among us, until we do that, it remains a fable. Perhaps in this time of light and life, you may reach out so that all will know the grace of such hope. Amen.